Okay, just to review, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the Aseres HaDibros at Har Sinai. So he told us that you're not allowed to do melachos on Shabbos. Two of the melachos on Mechaber Mavir, the Chachamim prohibited mid the Rabbanon Shehiya to leave food on the fire, even though Bezilu disagree with Beis Shammai. Now you're allowed to set up a system on Erev Shabbos where the melacha begins on Erev Shabbos and continues into Shabbos, but they said there's one exception to the rule that you're not allowed to leave food on the fire. May lead to Mechaber Mavir. So here the Tanoim had a machloikis, and there were four logical possibilities how to say over here whether this prohibition, Shema Yechata, only applies if the food has not yet reached the stage of Michael Ben-Gurisoy. That's what Hananya said. Then logically, theoretically, logically, there's room to argue the point and say there's still a Gzeir Shema Yechata up until the point of Mavushal called Sarkai. Then one can argue the point and say, no, even Mavushal called Sarka, but it'll be still Mimistamik Viofala if it continues to cook longer. It'll even taste better. It'll be Mogishmak and Moshmalzi. So maybe it should be also to leave Shehiya, to leave food on top of the fire without a blach, talking without a blach. Even up until the point of Mitztamik Viofala, until it becomes Mitztamik Viralo. Mitztamik Viralo, Svara dictates that it should make sense to make Exer the Rabban Shem Yechata. Why should it be interested in being Mechata? And then there's a fourth logical possibility. No, they made a loy plug Rabbanon. They prohibited Shehiya, even if it's going to be Mistamik Viralo. Why Shai does make sense? No, it makes a little sense. He wants to keep it warm. He's afraid it's going to cool down. See, even though it's going to be Mistamik Viralo, the food is not going to be that as tasty after poking around in the coals as it would have been before, but it's going to be warm. He's afraid it's going to cool. So there are four logical possibilities. The Gemara is going to discuss. Hananya holds the first way. Okay. And the Stam Mishnah in the first Perek on the Afiyat Tesim and Basic. Gemara says, Ochof and Bedalef is like Hananya. And Rashi says, the Halachic is Stam Mishnah. Rashi and Ardab says like that. The Halach is like Hananya. And Tesis quotes the Rashi. Rashi Paskin is like Hananya. And other Rishonim do not Paskin like Hananya. And then you have the question, so how far do you go? So that's going to be the first discussion. On Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, if you don't accept Hananya, do you say that once you reach the point of Mavushal called Sarka before Shabbos begins, you can leave it on the fire without a blach? Maybe you should say even Mavushal called Sarka, but if it's still Mitztamik V'Yofalo, there should still be Exer D'Rabbana. But if it's Mavushal called Sarka, Mitztamik V'Ralo, maybe then it should be Mutta. Maybe it's never Mutta. Maybe you never permit Shehiya without a blach. We're going to see the Gemara. Then the Gemara is going to have a suffix on the bottom line on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis going over to Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. Bo minei merapchia baraba. They ask the question, what's the din? We know that there is a penalty on Mevashel b'Shabbos. There is a machlokes hatanaim. Are you allowed to eat the food or not? So Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri is the biggest machmir, and Rabbi Meir is the biggest mekel, and Rabbi Yehuda is in between. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri learns that from the Pasuk in Bava Kamma that they have on Lamed Ches Amid Aleph when they quote this Mishnah. Mevashel b'Shabbos is a Mishnah in Trumas, very base Mishnah in Gimel. Then he gives you all the cross references here, Tosefta and Bava Kamma. So in Bava Kamma, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri learns it out from the Pasuk that Shabbos is called Kodesh, Ki Kodesh Elohem. Shmartem Asah Shabbos Ki Kodesh Elohem. So just like Kodesh is also Ba'ano, so too Ma'aseh Shabbos is also Ba'ano. So that's a question in the Rishonim, how to read the Gemara. Is that a drasha gemura deraisa? Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri really means that a mevashel b'Shabbos is a real issa deraisa, or it's only he only intended it as an asmachta mederabon? So that's a debate in the Rishonim. The Gemara in that daf in Bava Kamma, Ayin Aleph and Man Aleph, has a machlokes amaroim whether ma'aseh Shabbos means a mevashel b'Shabbos, someone cooked food on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to eat the food. Whether ma'aseh Shabbos is an issa deraisa, or Nisa de Rabbanan. So some Rishonim learn the Machloikis is, Bech Menuri says that it's an Nisa de Raisa. And the Machloikis Amaraim is, do we pass like Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri? Do we not pass like Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri? The other Rishonim say no. They both hold like Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, and they're arguing whether Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri is Pasuk. Shmata Masal Shabbos, Ki Kodesh Yilachem, Ma Shabbos Asa, Ma Kodesh Asa Bano. Af Maisen Shabbos Asa Bano. Did Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri mean that as an Asmachta, or as a Drosha Gemur? Bava Kamma, the Gemara has that pasuk, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, and the question how to read the Gemara, whether Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri meant it as a real din deraisa or only as an asmachta. Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, the first two Tanoim and that Braisa, clearly only mean penalty of the Rabbanon. And in one of the Marmakayim says, Gittin daf nun gimel on base, and Gittin nun gimel on base, that's the middle of a long sugya that goes on and on for a few blot gemara. That's an unusual sugya, it goes for a few blot gemara. The gemara has a discussion. Whenever the Chachamim make a penalty, a knas, it only makes sense to make a knas if the fellow violated the avera b'mezi. So he deserves the punishment. What if he violated the avera b'sheiket? So why should you really penalize him? It's not his fault. He made a mistake. So the Gemara has a machlokes atanai whether konsu shogot to mezid or lo konsu shogot to mezid. How did it come in the middle of gittin? How did it come in the middle of gittin? Because the middle of gittin, you have a series of mishnayos where the Mishnah talks about takonis mipnei tikkun ha'olam. So in the middle of the series of all the takonis, the Mishnah says that hametame v'hamedame v'hamenasech, if someone is mazik someone else by being metame his truma, by being metame his chulin. So if someone is metame someone else's food, that's called the hezek shena nikar. If he'd ask a goy, I'm an adam tame and I touched the food. He asked a goy, what did he do? He said, didn't do anything. He touched this food. He just ruined it. The goy would say, what did he ruin? Didn't ruin anything. If I come with a hammer and I smash his windows, so he asked a goy, what did he do? He smashed the windows. He got to pay. I'm an adam amazi. He asked a goy, what did he do? He took a dead sheretz and he touched it to the food. So he's matame. So that's called the hezek shena nikar. So hezek shena nikar, the Mishnah says, B'shoigig is potter, b'mezid is chayiv. It doesn't make any sense. The Mishnah says in Baba Kama, Odomod li'onam, b'mishoigig, b'mimezid, b'mi'onis, b'mirotzan. Mishnah at the end of the second parak in Baba Kama. So why all of a sudden over here, hametame v'hamedame v'hamenasech is only chayiv b'mezid? So the Gemara says, it's the middle of the series of the takonis. It's a tikkun ha'olam, b'nei tikkun ha'olam. Which one is the tikkun ha'olam? Which one is the tikkun ha'olam? So that's a machlokes, whether we hold Mikir Adin Daraisa, Hezek Shein and Nikar, Shmei Hezek, Mikir Adin, you are mechuyev to pay. And the fact that you put the B'shoigeg is a takonim of the Rabbanon. Kedeshi Yodiyenu. If I was matame him B'shoigeg, Kedeshi Yodiyenu. If I was matame B'mezid, the whole idea is to give him a heart attack. So certainly I will let him know. He will find out. But if I was matame his Taharis accidentally, I'll be afraid to tell him because if he finds that I'm responsible, he'll make me pay. And then he's going to be eating truma tameo, or he'll become tummy and he won't realize it. So they made a takana rabbanim, and they take an oilam that he shouldn't have to pay. That's one opinion anymore. The accepted opinion is the reverse. The mikra din deraisa hezek shena nikar, lav shmei hezek, you don't have to pay at all. Even if you're matame b'mezid, you don't have to pay. But they made a penalty, they made a knas. So if they made a knas, hametame, v'hamedame, v'hamenasa, and made a penalty, then why didn't they penalize it for shogig? So the answer is, lo konsu shogot to mezid. You only introduce a penalty when the guy did something wrong to mezid. If he made a mistake and he did b'shogig, so you don't penalize. So then this opens up the whole sugi in the Gemara. What about aim of atanisa l'chatchila? You're not allowed to mix in little chaz d'shmaltz, even though you know you're going to have shishim. That's, we assume that's an isa d'rabbanon. You're there, we assume that's only an isa d'rabbanon. What if the fellow went ahead and he did mix in a little chazashmalt in his bottle of shishim? So the halacha distinguishes between b'shoigig and b'mezid. If it was b'shoigig, so it is bottle. If it's b'mezid, it's not bottle. The Gemara says, what about konsum shogot to mezid? The Gemara talks about you're not allowed to do a malacha on chalamoid. A guy plants trees. He has an empty farm and he's busy all year long. He works for a living. And then he goes and he plants trees in his field on Chalamoid. So they made a penalty midirabbanan. You're not allowed to do malachas Chalamoid. And if you did it, we penalize you. Yeah, okay, you have to rip out the trees. What if a guy planted in Shnas HaShmita in Eretz Yisrael? Didn't have a head to Mechira. Didn't have a head to Mechira. Whatever. He violated the din of Shmita. So we should penalize him that he should have to rip out the tree. A penalty midirabbanan. And I told you, there is no such penalty. So do you say the penalty is only b'mezid or should you even penalize him b'shoig? A fella married a girl whom he shouldn't marry. Let's say he marries Muberes Chavera Menekes Chavera. means a girl is pregnant from her previous husband, so you're not allowed to marry the girl until the baby is born and the baby is 2 years old. It's a din midrabbanan. So a fellow goes ahead and he marries Moberes Chaver Menekes Chaver. So we make a penalty that he has to get divorced. What if he's a Kohen? Gets divorced, he can never remarry her. So that's the penalty. Tough luck. So what if he married a B'shoigig? He didn't know that there was such a din midrabbanan. You're not allowed to marry Moberes Chaver Menekes Chaver. Did you make the penalty only b'mezid? They even make the penalty b'shoigig. So the Gemara goes on and on and on. One case, another case, another case, another case. 15 different cases that you discuss where the Kuntzel show got the Mason. So one of the many cases that's discussed is Malacha Shabbos. Rav Meir, Rav Yudah both hold, not like Rav Yechem and Nuri. Rav Yechem and Nuri, according to at least some Amaroim, some Rishonim, said a real din deraisa, that Shemarta Shabbos ki kodesh yilochem, ma kodesh osa ba'anoch, ma yisa Shabbos osa ba'anoch. You're not allowed to get hanoch from Malacha Shabbos. Rav Meir, Rav Yudah hold that it's only a knas midirabon. So the machlokes is where the kontzel shogot the mason. So Rav Meir is the first time he says lo kontzel shogot the mason. That's the third line from the top. Amavashal b'shabbes b'shogig yoch m'mezid lo yochol. There is no penalty b'shogig. You yourself can eat the food today, right now, on Shabbos, on the same day. There's no penalty at all. The mezid is a penalty. Rav Yudah holds kontzel shogot the mason. The penalty should even apply to mason. So it's not a local machlokes in Hilcha Shabbos. It's a universal machlokes, where the kontzel shogot the mezid, lo kontzel shogot the mezid. And it depends, Rashi is quoting verbatim from the Lashon HaGemara in Gittin, Perek HaNezokin. The question is, if you'll only penalize the mezid, not the shogig, so the guy's going to make it look like an accident. I'll say, oh, it was an accident, I really didn't know it was the shogig. So the question is, were the nechshu de Yisrael ala Shabbosos, or lo nechshu de Yisrael ala Shabbosos, were the nechshu de Yisrael ala Chalamoid, with the nechshu de Yisrael an Shviyas or not nechshu de Yisrael an Shviyas. You don't necessarily have to have the same policy all over. All the time, kol ha-tarukula kontzel shogot t'mezid, and never kontzel shogot t'mezid. The question is, what's the svara to make kontzel shogot t'mezid? The guy's going to do it b'mezid, he's going to make it look like an accident, and he'll say, I didn't realize. So if nechshu de Yisrael, if there is such a concern, that it makes sense to say kontzel shogot t'mezid. You have to make the penalty even b'shogig, because people are going to make it look like an accident, or they're going to claim that it was b'shogeg.
If the focus about b'shogeg, whether it's where you get a knas or not, is that also by the rabbanon or just by the rabbanon?
Then the Gemara discusses, maybe there should be a distinction between the rabbanon and the rabbanon, which direction you can distinguish in either direction. Maybe it makes more sense to be penalized more on a malacha der, on an aver deraisa. And on the other hand, the aver is deraisa. People are not going to make it look like an accident. They're not going to fool around. Now, dinam der rabbanon, the Tanoim just introduced the Din D'Rabbanan last week. So then you have to be afraid. People are going to, they're not going to accept the Din D'Rabbanan. They say, well, who gave them the right to make up this new Din D'Rabbanan? Talking to the generation that they invented the Din D'Rabbanan. So they had to make a penalty to be mechazik the Din D'Rabbanan, to say Kontzel Shogot HaMezid. Everyone's going to violate it, because last year there wasn't such a Din D'Rabbanan. They just introduced it this year. So more people will be in violation of that din, so that would be mechazik. The Gemara has in both directions. You can say by the Araisas, kontzel shogot amazin, by the Rabbanim, loy kontzel shogot amazin. You can say the reverse. People will be more nizar on the Araisas than on the Rabbanim. So you have to be mechazik, the din of Rabbanim, by din of the Rabbanim, kontzel shogot amazin. Then there's room to distinguish between Shemitah and Shabbos and Chalamoid and Avelos and marrying with Beres Chavero. In human perception, which will people be more careful about? So that's there is such a din. So there is a topic called kontzel shogot hamezid, and there's a din of mavashal b'shabbos. We don't paskel like Rabbi Chaminuri. We don't paskel like, so as far as we're concerned, for sure it's only a penalty with the rabban. How do we paskel? Do we paskel Rabbi Rabbiuda alochik Rabbiuda? Usually, the Gemara says in Ruba the Ruba of the cases, whenever this machlag is a mer Rabbi Yudah, alachik Rabbi Yudah. The Gemara explains why. The Gemara says, Erevin in the first pair. Rameir was a super genius. When he used to give shir, he used to give all the logical possibilities, and he used to argue out the case with all the different shitas. Like Rav Soloveitchik used to learn Shulchan Aruch, so he used to explain, the Shulchan Aruch quotes machlokes, he would explain why the Rashba holds like this and why the Rama holds like that. He wouldn't spend so much time to say what the maskan is. He assumed all the students are reading the Shulchan Aruch. So then some of the students who didn't belong in the Shia in the first place, some of the students walked away, oh, Rabbi Soloveitchik said you can wear a toupee and put your tefillin on top of the toupee. Yeah, he was explaining that opinion in Shulchan Aruch that we don't paskin like. That there's no din of chatzitza and shal rosh, only on shal yad. There is an opinion in Rishonim like that. He was explaining all the opinions. Learning Shulchan Aruch, explaining the modern Avrams and the Shachs and Yeridik. So you have to explain all the opinions. And then he said that half a sentence is how we paskin. The students didn't pay attention to hear how you paskin. So the Gemara says, the Rameh was such a super genius, he explained all the different shittas. And in the days of the time, the Talmidim preferred a shir that gave Lasukish Maitzah Libid Hilchasa. They gave Maskanas, therefore the Psak is like this. Rameh explained all the logical puzzles, give an argument for this, argument for that. And at the end of the day, he didn't have so many students because they all like to go to the other shirim. The other shirim, the Tanoim, explained their sheet and they explained why the din is like this. And Shain Rameir is too sharp. He explained everything. So the next generation, when they were voting, so Rameir hardly had any students. So he was always outvoted. That's why the Gemara says, Rameir, Rabbiud, Allah, Rabbiud. Whenever Rameir disagrees with someone else, usually he loses. Once in a while, the consensus was like Rameir, but usually not. So usually the din is Rameh Rabbiud Alach Rabbiud. Rabbiud is more machmer than Rameh over here. Rabbiud says Kansuv Shogot Amaz. The question here in Hilchos Shabbos is that the Gemara in Chulin on Tezvav Haman Aleph says that Rav Ikla Labovel, Rav learned by Rabbiud Anasi in Eretz Yisrael. Then he got Smicha. We discussed it yesterday. Rav got Smicha. Shmuel didn't get Smicha. They both went to Bovel. Each one went to a different city and they established the yeshiva. And the Gemara says that Rav saw that the Balabatim were so ignorant, they were violating Basa B'cholav, they were violating the laws of Shabbos, they were violating all the dinim. So he introduced a lot of chumris from the Rabbanim. The people were religious. They wanted to be observant, but they didn't know the dinim. It's not the same as today. See, today you have people who don't want to be observant at all. So many Rabbanim try to convince them at least observe the dinim deraisa. If it's too hot to observe all the dinim derabbanan, at least observe Shabbos min haTorah. At least do that. It's a different story today. In the Gemara, in the days of the Gemara, the Balabatim and Bava were religious. They wanted to observe, but they didn't know the dinim. So Rav felt if you'll introduce a lot of Xeris derabbanan, so they'll certainly come, they'll observe, many of them will observe everything that we tell them. Some of them will observe half of what we tell them. At least we'll get everybody to observe the dinim deraisa. So that was the psychology that he used then. One of the Gedolim from before the Second World War writes in Galicia, he says that the attitude that the Rabbanim have today, that they're trying to get the Balabatim at least to observe Dinim Deraisa, it's the wrong psychology. In the days of Gemara, the Tanoim held the psychology is when the people are not observing, you pile on more chumras. Pile on more chumras today, they won't observe anything. In the days of the Tanaim, they wanted to observe, but they were ignorant. They didn't know the dinim. So that's why Rav piled on more chumras. So some of the people will observe everything. Other people will at least observe half of what I tell them. So we'll get everybody to observe the dinim deraisa. If you only tell them the dinim deraisa, half of the people won't observe fully the dinim deraisa. So the psychology worked then. Today you're dealing with different kind of balabatim. You're dealing with some balabatim. They don't observe anything. So they try to convince them at least they should observe dinim deraisa. So the Gemara says there that Rav came to Bovel, and again the Balabatim were in violation of Hilchos Shabbos. So Rav, for the Balabatim, he paskin lechumra, and for the Bnei HaYeshiva, he paskin lekula. For the Balabatim, he paskin like Rabbiuda, that even Hamavashel b'Shabbos b'Shogeg is also you're not allowed to eat till Matzoi Shabbos, like Rabbiuda. He felt that you have to add on chumras for the Balabatim. And for the Bnei, for his Talmidim, he said the din is like Rav Meir. So that's what Tosis has a discussion. So what's the halacha for us? We are not on the low level as Rav's Balabatim. We are not on the high level of Rav's Talmidim either. So we're in between. So should we have the status like Rav's Talmidim? Because that's the real din. We know how to learn. We see what Rav did. We read the Gemara. We all know how to learn. Days of the Balei HaTosis, they didn't have Balabatim. They were all sitting and learning. And now they made a living. They were all learned it. They were all sitting and learning Torah. So Tosis says, we're not on the low level of Rav's Balabatim, we're not on the high level of Rav's Talmidim. So that's a machlokes in Rishayim. In Shulchan Aruch, how do we paskin? Do we paskin the Ikar Adin like Rav Meir? because that's how Rav Paskin for the Talmidim. Rav Meir holds lo kanta shogat the meis. And our quotes are Rav Meir. B'shegig hamavashal b'shegig yechem b'meizid lo yechem. That's Rav Meir. And the other opinion in the Rishonim is no, that we're not on the high level of Rav's Talmidim, even though they're not on no low level of Rav's Balatim, we are learned, but since we're not on the high level of his Talmidim, so we should follow the Chumra opinion of Rav Yud. So that's in Shulchan Aruch, they quote this Machlokes. It says, usually Rav Meir, Rav Yud, Allah, Rav Yud, and here, the Gemara says, maybe it's different because Rav Beferish paskened for the Talmidim like Rav Meir. But maybe we're not on the level of Talmud. So that's a machlekes, how you should pass. So we know there is such an institution. Hamavashal b'Shabbos. Hamavashal b'Shabbos, the guy's violating a malacha gemura deraisa. What if the fellow only violates a malacha midirabbanon? So also there's a penalty. So where does this come from, Hamavashal b'Shabbos? All these marmakim. So one of them, the last one in brackets, is a Mishnah and Trumas. The Mishnah and Trumas talks about a person is mafresh Trumas and Maisvus on Shabbos and Yom. Mafresh Trumas Mais on Shabbos Yonta Bazan and Isa Deraisa. That's a Mishnah in the end of Beitza. That's only an Isa Midirabbanan. What's the Malacha Midirabbanan? It's a Malacha of Maka Bapatish. Before the food was Tevel, and it was also Bachila, and after the Mafresh Trumas Mais, it's Muta Bachila. So that's Misakin Mona. It's not Misakin Mona Deraisa. We usually assume for two reasons. One reason is Misakin Mona is on a Mona, on a Kli. If the table is broken, the chair is broken. If the food is also barilo, then that's not mona, that's not a kli. So we usually assume that that's one valid reason, deraisa, why there's no misakin mona. Some achrayim disagree. They say you can violate misakin mona deraisa on food. And then the second reason we usually assume is that misakin mona is only malacha deraisa if you accomplish something in mila d'alma terms. If you ask a goy, did he accomplish anything? So he says, yeah, the chair was broken, he couldn't sit. Now the chair is fixed, you can see it. The pencil didn't work, and now the pen works. Now you can use it. It was broken before, now you can use it. The fellow's going to take out Truma, Maisa, instead of having 100 units, now he only has less than 80 units. He took out 2% for Truma Gedoyla, 10% for Maisa Rishon, 9% for Maisa Sheni. He gives it away, so he has less food to eat. He asked the guy, did he accomplish anything? He said, yeah, he has less food to eat. So where's the Misakin Mona? Api Alacha, he was Misakin Mona, because had an Issa Tevel, and he removed the Issa Tevel. So we learned the Taisvus, we had the long Taisvus in Yuma. It goes wherever it was, Lamed, Hey Yomid Base, wherever to Lamed Vavim and Aleph, the long Taisvus in Yuma. So Taisvus writes on Lamed Vavim and Aleph that if you have Hadassim on Sukkos, you have Hadassim which have more berries than they have leaves. Once in a while, by the time the Hadassim reach the shop, they already pulled off the berries. But once in a while, they'll leave on the berries that you should see what it looks like. So if you have more berries than you have leaves, anovov merubim me'alov, then the Mishnah says that it's possible. If you pull off the berries, it'll become kosher. But the Mishnah says you're not allowed to rip off the berries on Yontah because it's Misakin Mona. So Tosis writes in Yuma, that's only Misakin Mona Midrabban. Because in Mila Dalman terms, he didn't accomplish anything. He didn't improve it. Al pi aloch, now it's a kosher hodos, and before it was a posel hodos. Then on the margin, on the side of the Gemara, you have Rabbi Kivega's Gilyan Ashas. So they quote from Rabbi Kivega, look on the Mordecha quotes a Rav Yoh, who disagrees with Tosfos, that pulling off the berries is a Malacha Deraisa. Tosfos was toning it down. It's only the Rabbanon, because the Gemara seems to say there in Sukkah that Psikreshet Lanichale is Mutta, says the famous like the Oruch. So Tosfos says, no, it's only on the Rabbanon. It's only the Rabbanon in the first place, and that's why Psikreshet Lanichale is room to be Mekom. So that's what we usually assume, that Afroshas, Trumas, and Maisvis on Shabbos, the Mishnah says in the end of Beitza, Shabbos and Yontav is only an Issa Derabbanan. It's not an Issa Deraisa. Why isn't it Misakin Mona Minatara? So we usually assume there are two good reasons. One is that Misakin Mona is only by Mona. Mona means a Kli. Memnun Aleph in Amharic means a Kli. And this is Oichlim. No Misakin Mona by Oichlim. And the second reason is that it's not Misakin Mona Mila Dalmer. It's only Misakin Mona Al Pi Alocha. That had an Issa Tevel. You remove the Issa Tevel. So the Mishnah in Trumas, in Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, talks about the fellow who has mafresh Trumas and Maisis on Shabbos, that there's a penalty mid the Rabbanon. You're not allowed to eat the Chulam Misukonim on Shabbos and Yontav. So it's beferish that the penalty applies on Vashel B'Shabbos, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Meir made a penalty, B'Shegig, B'Mezid, whatever. The penalty even applies if the fellow only violated an Issa the Rabbanon. The same Mishnah gives another example of Hamavashel B'Shabbos a penalty. Marashal B'Shabbos is an example of the Raisin. Then the Mishnah gives two additional examples of the Rabbanas. One is Mafresh Chumas Amaisis B'Shabbos. There's a difference B'Shegig B'Maisin. And the third example that's given in the Mishnah is if someone has Kalim that are Tomei and he's tabled them in the Mikveh on Shabbos and Yontab, so the Gemara says that's only Midi Rabbanan. That's Misak and Mona Midi Rabbanan. Again, because in Mila Dalma terms, you ask a guy, what did he do? He washed off the dishes were clean. He dips in the mikveh. The mikveh is dirty water. He asked the guy, what did he accomplish? He made the dishes dirty. Now you have to wash them again. The guy doesn't understand. He just did Tfilas Kalim, but the Kalim were Tomei, and now he removed the tumah. So that's only Misak and Mona Midi Rabbanan. So the Mishnah nonetheless says that there's a penalty to the Rabbanan. Of Hamavashal B'Shabbos, B'Shegig, B'Mezid, whatever, you have the penalty even if one only violated a Nisa de Rabban. What's the Gemara Sophic over here? Bo Minem Rabchia Bar Rabba. If a person violates Shia, is there a penalty with the Rabban? Why not? Because Shia is only a Nisa de Rabbanon. No, a Nisa de Rabbanon also there's a penalty. The Mishnah says Beferish, if you Tevel Kalim on Shabbos, if you Mafish Chumas and Mais on Shabbos, the whole prohibition to begin with is only the Rabban. There's still a penalty with the Rabban. Now the Gemara says why there's room to be makel. The Gemara says mevashel here the sixth line from the top of lamed chesam and al mevashel who the covered meisa b'meisid liyochel aval hai if the person violates shia deloy covered meisa, so maybe there's no penalty at all. Maybe b'meisid namir yochel. Why is loy covered meisa? He violated a gzeira de rabbanim. We spoke many times, it comes up. There are three categories of prohibitions on Shabbat. There's a malacha deraisa, there's a malacha medirabbanon. Let's say plucking off the berries from the hadassim is a malacha medirabbanon, a misak and mona. Being toivel lekelim tmeim on Shabbos Yantav is a malacha, a misak and mona medirabbanon. Being mafish chumas and maestris on Shabbos Yantav is a malacha, a misak and mona medirabbanon. So that's a malacha. Malachas can only be violated the kumli, I say. Whether it's a malacha deraisa, a malacha derabban. You can't violate a malacha b'shevi antas. But then there's another category of prohibitions from the rabban, like gzeira. You're not allowed to do this, gzeira or do that. Gzeira shema yichata b'gecholim. So what are you going to say? Whoever violates shahia, whoever leaves raw food on top of the fire, an erev Shabbos without a blach, has violated mechaba umavir mid the rabban. He didn't do mechaba umavir at all. You're not allowed to do shia, gzeira shema. That's what the Gemara. That's a lower level of an Issa de Rabban. It's not even a Malacha de Rabban. It's a Gzeira de Rabban. You're not allowed to do this because it may lead you to do a Malacha. So Gzeiras can sometimes be violated by Shevi Al Tasa. It all depends. That's Rabbi Kevega has that tshuva. If a fella makes a business deal, he sells some shares in a business, a corporation, whatever. He sells stocks. He makes the Kenyan on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yantav. He says he wants the Kenyan to take effect on Shabbos. Rabbi Kevega has a tshuva. Maybe that's a violation of Mecca Chamemkar. Because Mecca Chamemkar is not a malocha even with the Rabban. It's a gzeira shema yichtov. He's not. You can't say one who does Mecca Chamemkar violated ksivim with the Rabban. He didn't violate ksivim with the Rabban. It's a gzeira shema. So gzeira is possibly can be violated by Sheik Al Tasa, even though he did the whole Maisi Kinyan on Erev Yontav. He says he wants it to take effect on Shabbos or on Yontav at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. He says, when the stocks go down to $100 a share, he wants to sell. When the stocks go up to $100 a share, he wants to buy, he wants to sell, whatever. So he placed the order, and then he goes to shul, he goes away for Yontav. He's not doing anything with Kumi Asay on Shabbos and Yontav, but the Kinyan takes effect on Shabbos and Yontav, either 12 o'clock, or it takes effect when the stocks reach the point of $100 a share, whatever. So Rabbi Kevega raises the possibility, maybe that's also because Mecca Chamemkar is also mid the Rabbanon on Shabbos and Yontav, not because it's a malacha. If it would have been a malacha, you wouldn't be able to violate it b'shevi al tasa. That's the first klal. Malachas have to be bikum b'yasei. But it's a gzeira mid the Rabbanon. Shema may lead to a malacha. So gzeiras can sometimes be violated b'shevi al tasa. Sometimes not. It depends how the chachamim formulated gzeira. So that's probably what the Gemara is driving at. Maybe mevashel who decovered ma'ase by mevashel he did a ma'ase. So that's a malacha. Malacha deraisa, malacha derabbanan. Mevashel is a malacha deraisa. If you do mafresh trumas and maisris, and you tevel kelim tmeim, also in the same mishnah and trumas, that's a malacha derabbanan. So by malacha is deraisa, malacha is derabbanan, there's a penalty of hamavashel b'shabbos. But over here, by shehiyah, I will hide the loch of it maisa, the fact that when Shabbos enters, my food is on the fire without the benefit of having a blach. So I'm a violation of Shia B'Shevi Altasa. The fact that you can violate it B'Shevi Altasa is a clear-cut indication that it's not a malach, even with the Rabbanon. There's no reason that it should be a malach. It's a gzeirah. So that's what the Gemara is not sure. Maybe the penalty with the Rabbanon of Hamavashel B'Shabbos was only introduced when you violate a malach. If you only violate a gzeirah, maybe there is no penalty.
But don't gzeirahs come with punishments? Generally?
No, not necessarily. The Rambam talks about Makas Mardis. If a person does Malacha on Yom Tov Rishon, he gets Malkas. If a person does Malacha on Shabbos, he gets Skila. He never gets Malkas, even if they gave him Hasrof a Malkas, because what we call a Lab Shinitan Lasaras Misa's Bezin. Since if they would have given him Hasrof a Misa, he would have gotten Misa, so there's no Malkas on him. If a person does Malacha on Yom Tov, the worst he can get is going to be Malkas Deraisa. Does Malach and Yantav Sheni, so then you give him Malchus Mardis. In Hilchus Yantav, you look at it, the first simon in Hilchus Yantav is the Dinam of Yantav Rishon, and the second simon is the Dinam of Yantav Sheni. So it says that a person who violates Yantav Sheni gets Malchus Mardis. That's where the Magen Avraham has the whole Machlok, is what's the definition of Malchus Mardis? Does it mean that you give him only 13 Malchus instead of 39? You give him 13? He quotes such an entertaining, funny opinion. Oh no, it's also 39 times Malkus. It's unclear. Then it's also unclear who gets Makas Mardis. Are there rules and regulations, just like on the level of the Raisa? The rule is whoever violates an Aver, that's Dumi Delab Dachasima, because Vahayom because of Russia appears in Chumash, right next to the Pasuk of Lasachsim Shabbadisha. So Gemara says, in Chumash Dvar, we darshan smuchim. So we darshan whoever, who is Vahayom because of Russia, which Russia gets Malkas, whoever violated an Avera, that's similar to the Saksum Shabbadish. So is there a rule for Makas Mardis, the Rabbanon also? We don't know exactly what the rule is. Or do you say, no, the whole thing is ad hoc. The Bezna has to decide whether they want to give Makas Mardis, they don't want to give Makas Mardis. So that's a question with the Rambam. The Prima Godim has an essay about this, and one of his little Svarim, in Ginas Verodim, Prima Godim is a commentary on the Taz and the Magen Avraham and Arachayim and the Shach and the Taz and Yerideya. In addition to the Prima Godim, he wrote several other songs. In his little safer Ginas Verodim, he points out there's a contradiction in the Rambam. And it's an issue how to read the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the din from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's the original source is Megillas Tainis. Of all places, Megillas Tainis, they have this line: Bezna makam yanchin shaloi min adin. Bezna has a right to give malchus or misa, even though the guy doesn't deserve it. Gemara says once a guy was riding a horse on Shabbos, which is only forbidden mid rabbanon, and they gave the guy the death penalty. And once another person did an act of preetzus, and then they gave malchus, even though the aver that he did deserve malchus, and aver he didn't deserve misa. So that's the halacha, bez makam yanshin shalom min adin. So when the Rama quotes that in Hilcha Sanhedrin, bez makam yanshin shalom min adin, Bezin has a right to give, to convene a Bezin ad hoc and to give Malkas, to give Misa. So the Ramam says they can convene a Bezin to give Makas Mardis. That sounds like Makas Mardis is up to Bezin to decide whenever they feel it's necessary, but there are no rules. Then there's another Rambam. The Ramam says, whoever violates an Avera, sheyesh bo Malkas, is a Russia in Pasala Edis. So he says, if the person does Malacha Yantav Rishon, he does a Malacha Deraisa, and he gets Malkas for that, either Malkas or Misa. If you do an Aveir Sheesh, but because the Pasuk says, Ashuhu Rasha Lomus, one whose Chayv Misa is called a Rasha, Pasuk says in Mishpatim, Altashi Yoschem Rasha Liya Seik Chomas. You can't accept a Rasha for giving Edis. So who's called the Rasha in Chumash? The Rambam quotes from the Rif. Either one who does an Aver Sheesh Ba Misa, one who does an Aver Sheesh Ba Malkas, because you have a Pasuk by Misa, Ashuhu Rasha Lomus, and you have a Pasuk by Malkas, Vahayon Bin Hakosa Rasha. So whoever violates an Aver Sheesh Ba Misa, Sheesh Ba Malkas, is Pasaleidus, Minat Torah. Then the Rambam says, and what if he does an Aver for which the punishment is Makas Mardus? And then he says, he's Pasaleidus from the Rabban. That sounds like there's a rule. Alav sheesh ba malchus deraisa, there's a rule. Dumi delav dehasima. So it sounds from the Rambam that it's not just ad hoc. Whenever they decide they want to give makas mardis, it's makam yonshin shalom min adin. Shalom min adin means ad hoc. No, from the Rambam in Hilchus Edis, it sounds like one who does an averet that warrants an oinish of makas mar this midi rabbanon is posalei this midi rabbanon. It sounds like there's a klal. So the Pimagodim says it's very unclear from the Rambam. Are there two different dinim? There's one din makas mardis ad hoc, bezem akaman shishlem and adim, whatever they feel is necessary. They can give makas mardis, they can give misa also ad hoc, shalom and adim. And then there's another din of makas mardis with rules and regulations, and the Rambam leaves us hanging. He doesn't tell us what the rules and regulations are. Or is all makas mardis all ad hoc? So the Pimagodim is not sure. That's a question. So there's not necessarily an einish for every anyone who violates a gzeira de rabbanon.
At the end of Parakei and Hos Mamre, Rambam seems to do both, because after he says the Torah is not just makbid on makal avimo and maki avimo, he says anybody who insinuates even with words, to shame, to do a bizoyan to their parents, that they're cursed, like the pasuk says in Kisavo. And then he says that they deserve makas martis. And then he says the Bezdin can do whatever they think is right. So First he says makas martis, so you think it's a standard rule because it's derabban. And then he says the Bezdin, Masha Roy, whatever they think is right, they can do. Mm-hmm. And in the Rambam, they say it's Gemara and Chulin, Kuf Yidam and Beis. They're Mitzayan, that there's a Gemara there that you should do. That's the source for the Rambam. So how can he seems to say both in one breath? First He says that it's a rule, and then he seems to say
they do what they want. I don't know. That's the Pimgadim may raise the issue. He doesn't have a solution. So Nachama. So the Pashta says that was the Gemara's Sofek. If a person violates Shehiyah, so not only did he not violate a Malacha Deraisa, he didn't even violate a Malacha Midirabbanon. What he violated was a Gzeira Midirabbanon. And the Gemara proves that it's a Gzeira. So the Gemara says, the Loika Ovid Maisa. If you can violate Shia, you always violate Shia B'Sheva Al Tasa. You don't violate Shia when you put the food on the fire on Erev Shabbos. Shabbos didn't come in yet. When Shabbos enters and your food is on the fire without the benefit of a blech, when Shabbos enters, you're in violation of Shia. So it's always B'Sheva Al Tasa. How can there be a violation of a malacha B'Sheva Al Tasa? The answer is it's not a malacha. It's a gzera. It's a gzera shema. So that's what the Gemara has a suffix. We know that Tanoi made a penalty. Hamavashal B'Shabbos. Either mevashal deraisa, toibul kelim, mafresh trumas amaisres, he violates a malacha mederabbanon, but here he didn't even violate a malacha mederabbanon. He only violated a gzeira mederabbanon. So the pashto says that that's the Gemara suffix. Is there a penalty of not? Right? That's a good suffix. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that there is a penalty. That there is a penalty for having, but just like there's a penalty for one who violates a malacha deraisa, a malacha mederabbanon, so too, there is a penalty for one who violates a gzeira midirabbon. So what is the penalty that you're not allowed to get hanoah from it? So there is a, we mentioned the other day in Shulchan Aruch, they have a din. If a nochri does malacha b'shvil Yisrael, that's a Mishnah later, and kufchav beis amiral, the last Mishnah in Perik called Kisvei, Kufcha Bezem and Aleph, Nachri Shehid Likas Haner. The Nachri lit the light for himself. He goes into a public library and he turns on the light for himself. Oh, there are many people there. He turns on the light for all of the people, and Rova the people are Nachrim. The Gemara says if Rova the people are Nachrim, it's considered that he did the Malacha for the Nachrim. So the Jews who want to read are also permitted to be Nenelor and Nen. The Malacha was not done for the Jew. Israel, but if he did the malacha specifically for Israel, then you're not allowed to benefit. You're not allowed to get hanoah from the malachas hanochri. So Tosis there, Dima Mascha, Mashka Achar of Israel. So Tosis there has a Rabbi Natam has a discussion. We said in Shulchan Aruch they have. Let's say I'm reading a book by the window. There are no lights on in the library, and I take the sefer to the window. I'm reading. It's not bad. I can read the Orach Amo. And then the Nochri comes and he turns on the light for me. So it makes it easier to read. But I was able to read the book well without the light that the Nochri lights. So then it says in Shulchan Aruch that sometimes that's not considered Nenim of Lechas HaNochri, because I'm getting the Hanoah anyway, even without the Nochri. So that's what the Rabbi Natam has such an idea. The Gemara says, there's a well. The well is more than 10 Tvachim deep, and the floor of the bottom of the well is Dalar al Dalar Tvachim. So the inside of the well has a status of a Rishus HaYochid. And then there's a staircase that goes down. And then Anochri goes and he draws water from. He draws a bucket of water. He takes it up on top of the well. Top of the well is the middle of the Bishus HaRabim. He brings it up on top. So, if he brought it from my behemoth, specifically from my behemoth, so then I'm not allowed to have the I'm not allowed to give the water to the behemoth because he did it on behalf. Nochri Shasa Achim Shvil Yisrael. You're not allowed to get on. What if the Nochri drew the water for his own behemoth and his behemoth finished drinking and he goes away? Nochri is finished. So he did the malacha for himself. So leftover water, Mashka Achar of Yisrael. Yisrael can allow his behemoth to drink the water. So the Mishnah says that there's a penalty in the Rabbanon if the Nochri drew water from the Rishus HaYochin into the Rishus HaRabim, you're not allowed to be Mashka your behemoth. Why does it talk about feeding the water to the behemoth? What about the person himself drinking the water? So the Rabbeinu Tam says that's not a problem. The person himself can climb down the stairs. The Jew can climb down the stairs. There's a staircase in the well. The behemoth can't climb down the stairs. So the only way to be Mahana the behemoth is by pulling up the bucket of water to the Rishus HaRabim level and giving it to the behemoth. So that's called Nenim and Malachas HaNochri. If you give the water to the behemoth, you're getting Hanoch and Malachas HaNochri. So it depends. Did the Nochri draw the water for me? Or did he draw the water for himself or from another Nochri? But if the issue is whether I'm allowed to drink the water, that's not called Nenim, Rabbi Nantar. What's a big Hanoch and Malachas HaAkum? I can go down the staircase and drink. It doesn't take half an hour to walk down the staircase. It takes 2 minutes. I'll go down the staircase, I'll drink the water myself. I didn't need him to bring the water up on top. So Tosis quotes Rabbi Nantar, that's not called Nenim and Malachas HaAkum. So there's a degree. One is the called Nana, one is the not called Nana. So here the Tanoim have a machloikis. Anius, Tanoim and Amoraim have a machloikis. And Lamed Chesam and Aleph. The first question they asked was the bottom line. Lamed Zayin, Lamed Beis, going over to Lamed Chesam and Aleph. Bo minei mirabchia barabo. If one violated Shehiyah, is there a penalty with the Rabbanon or not? Why should it not be a penalty? Because the loikovid mice. He only violated the Gzeri. He didn't even violate the Malachim with the Rabbanon. So he comes to the conclusion, yes, there is a penalty. Taisus, the second Taisus from the top says, there's a Beferish of Braisa in Perakama, and Daf Yud Chesem Beit. There's a Beferish in the Braisa that there is a penalty. So the Amoraim are not Mukhayif to know every Braisa in existence. Amoraim could only qualify to be considered an Amora if he knew all the Mishnayos. He can never, that's what Taisus has a call, he can never chap an Amora from an offer in a Mishnah. Once in a while, the Gemara will say Tiyufta the Reish Lakish Tiyufta from a Feirish and Mishnah. So the Tosafos will always explain how Reish Lakish read the Mishnah. You can't make a Tiyufta against an Amor from a Feirish and Mishnah. You can make a Tiyufta from a Braisa. Then I'm going to know every Braisa in existence. Everybody had different traditions of Braises. But the Mishnah is after Rabbi Yehuda Nasi established the text of the Mishnah is, and everybody was reciting it. So you don't qualify as an Amor. Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi Yechanan, Reish Lakish, these figures that the names that we're familiar with, these Amoraim, they had to know all the Mishnahs. So Tosafos says there happens to be a Braisa in the first Perek. So Feirish Gemara that there is a penalty. So Tosafos says, Anachanami. They didn't know the Braisa. Gemara comes to the same conclusion anyway, that the penalty with the Rabbanah not only applies to Ka'obid Maisa, when you do a Malacha deraisa, Malacha de Rabbanah, even if you only violated Shehiyah. There's also a penalty in Rabban. It happens that it's correct. The Gemara's Maskan is correct. It corresponds to the Braisa that was quoted in the first pair. But now the Gemara goes into a new discussion. It's always considered Nene. It's always considered Nene from the Isa Shehiyah. If you eat the food. But the food was fully cooked before Shabbos. So maybe there's room to say, once it's already Mavushal called Tzarkai, I left it on the fire, so it was even Mitztamik V'yofalo. So that difference between called Tzarkai and Mitztamik V'yofalo, that's called Nenim Avlech HaShabbos. If he wouldn't have violated Shehiyah, he would have eaten the food, it would have tasted delicious. It wouldn't be as warm. Okay, it wouldn't be as warm. But it would have tasted delicious, because it's already Mavushal called Tzarkai. So maybe once you reach the point of called Tzarkai, even though it's Mistamik Yochala, maybe that's not called Nene on Melech HaShabbos. Or maybe once you reach the point of Mistamik V'yofalo, it's no longer Mistamik V'yofalo. If you left it on the fire and now it's Mistamik V'rali, you violated Shehiyah. You left it on the fire, if you should hold there is an Issa Shehiyah. There's going to be one opinion once you reach the point it's only mikan al abos just can be mistamik viralo. It's mutter to leave it on the fire without a blech. But if one should assume that it's osur to leave it even mitzamik viralo, then maybe it doesn't make sense to me that to say that there should be a penalty that he shouldn't be nana malach shabbos. How much anor is he getting? That's like the guy who can read anyway. And the guy turned on the lights. It helps him read a little better, but he could have read without it. Or he could drink the water, he could climb down the staircase and go into the well and drink the water on his own in half a minute. So the goy isn't really mahana him so much by bringing the water up.
Even though he improves the quality of it, even if it could have sat there long enough and gotten
to
eat, but the quality, if he improves the quality of it, then it doesn't matter.
All right. It's
reading by the candle.
Yeah, there's room to distinguish between one case and the other. There's room to distinguish. But still, the Gemara raises similar to that, not identical, similar to that Rabbein and Tam, similar to the Din Shulchan Aruch, when the Goy turns on the light, and I could read anyway with the sunlight, so we have to judge in each case, is it really called Nenem HaMelechus HaKmanat? So similarly here, the Gemara is going to raise such an issue. Lechatchila, that's on Lamed Zayin. The Gemara says one is Lechatchila, one is Bariyah. But Lamed Zayin on the base is a question. How far do you go with the Lechatchila? When is a mutter to do shir without a blech? How far cooked does the food have to be? So Hananya said his opinion. Once it's Michael Ben to recite before Shabbos begins, you don't need a blech. And all other times, so Rashi and Taz is Paschal like Hananya, okay? So the rest is just theoretical. But other Rishonim Paschal, not like Hananya. So the Gemara says, at what point do you say that everybody would agree with Hananya? Kol Tzarkai, Mislamik V'yofala, Mislamik V'rala, how far do you go? So that's Lama Zayin on the base. We're going to read that some colleagues. Then Lama Chesman Aleph is a different question. On the assumption that everything is prohibited, and all this Lama Zayin base is prohibited if you didn't have a blech. If you have a blech, it's mutter. A group of ketubah solves the problem. Lama Chesman Aleph is talking, the guy violated Shia, he left it on the fire, without a blech, and he did violate Shia. So how far do you go with the penalty? Maybe you reach a point at which you say, that's not called Nenem HaMelech HaShabbos. He's not getting enough Hano. So I just want to read the Gemara, to go through the different opinions in the Gemara. So yesterday, Rashi pointed out, Tre Amaroi Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi said, Rashi Dimamascha Mashim Aleho, about 15 lines on the top of Lam Zayin on the base. Rashi writes in the end of Dimamascha Mashim Aleho, Amaroi Ninu Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan, the two versions of what Rabbi Yochanan said. The Rashba quotes, some Rishonim wanted to give a teretz to be Miyashiv, the two versions of Rabbi Yochanan. He's talking about this, he's talking about that. The Rashba says, they don't know what they're talking about. Stand on your head. It's not correct. The two versions of what Rabbi Yochanan said. Okay. You're going to be different versions. The Gemara very often has. Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, and this is Talmud Bavli. So the Talmidim and Rabbi Yochanan were coming, they were giving different versions. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan said different things in different years, and maybe someone misheard. Someone heard it right, one guy heard it right, one guy heard it wrong. Okay, so the first one quoted on the daf was Rav Sheshes on Rabbi Yechon. Rav Sheshes quotes the name Rabbi Yechonon. That he passed number one like Hananya, he passed like Hananya, that she is mutter once it reaches the point of Michael Bender, sorry. And the second din that he said was that Hachzara is mutter. But for Chazari, you need Grufa Ketuvah. And Rabbi says, we don't need Rabbi Yochanan. That's the Stam Mishnah in the first Perek, like Hananya. And that's our Mishnah, that the din is like Basil, that Shehi is Mutter, that Hachzar is Mutter. So Rabbi sounds like he's approving that, and that's what Rashi and Taisa say, that's the halacha. Like the parts of Rav Sheshes is quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Then the Gemara says, in the middle of the Amud, that's what we got up to. We got up to Kamash Malon yesterday. Then the Gemara continued. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Someone else quoted Rabbi Yochanan, contradicting what Rav Sheshes said. A different version of what Rabbi Yochanan said. Kira, Shizikur, Begefus of Yates, Mashmala Tapshil, Shadishal, called Tzarkai, Hamshuchma called Tzarkon. Has to be called Tzarkai, not enough. You don't need a blech if it's called Tzarkai. Afapi, even though I feel him it's Tamak Yavala, that doesn't bother me. Psychologically, it doesn't go so far like Hananya. that once you reach the point before Shabbos on Michael Ben Dursa, you don't have to worry about Shemichata. He doesn't agree with that. But he thinks once you reach the point of Kol Tzorgi, even though it's Mestamek Rafalo, you don't have to worry about it. Who said that? Rab Shmuel Bar Yehuda, the name Rab Yehuda. Amalai Humi Rabbanu Lar Shmuel Bar Yehuda. So one of the Talmidim, who Rabban means one of the Talmidim, asks Rab Shmuel Bar Yehuda, how can you say that? But Rab Shmuel say not so. That's like asking the Chayyadim, how can you say that? But the Mishnah Berurah says not so. So he says, the Mishnah Berurah says not so. I'm entitled to my opinion. So he says, I know. So the Talmud asks him, Harab Shmuel Damit Rabbi. Well, Rab Shmuel with a were the founders of learning in Bavel. They were the founders of big yeshivas. So that's what he's asking him. How can you disagree with Rabbi Shmuel? They were the ones who founded all the yeshivas in Bavel. Rabbi Shmuel, Damit Javayim, Sam Yafalo Asr, that it is Asr. Amalei, so Rabbi Shmuel by Yehuda responds and he says, Otto Leisa no Yoda? What do you think? I don't know that. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, they quote the name of Shmuel, Sam Yafalo Asr. Yeah, I know. I know that Shmuel says Asr. I know, you're right. Rabbi Shmuel says Asr. Ki kamin aloch. Rabbi Yechanan Kamin. I'm saying in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan holds once you reach the point before Shabbos of Nizbashel Kol Tzorki, even though into Shabbos is going to continue to be Mistamik Biyofalo, there's no Chashash Amichata and you don't need a Blach. Okay. So it's a Machlaikas. Okay. So the first opinion is Hananya. The second opinion is what he quotes in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda quotes in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Once you reach the point of Lushal called Sarki, even though it's going to be Mistamak Yafalog, there's no Isu Shehiya. And then the Gemara continued to say the another two opinions. Omle Rabuk from Imeishan, the Ravashi. Ravashi lived in Bavel, apparently. Atun, you people, the Mikrovisu, the Rabbi Shmuel, you live in Bavel and you live near Rabbi Shmuel. Aviduk Rabbi Shmuel. You have to suffer with the Chumra of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel say that even after it reached the point on Erev Shabbos on Mavushal called Sarkai, but it's still gonna, it could be Mistamak Yafal, they still have to have a Blech. Anan, we are not kofuf to Rabbi Shmuel. Anan never to Rabbi Yechanan. We have the right to follow Rabbi Yechanan. Why does Rabbi Kvimation sends this message to Ravashi? You have to suffer with the Chumras of Rabbi Shmuel. Why? So Pashup Shat, because Rabbi Shmuel with the Mardasra. The Mardasra has the status of Rabbi Muvik. The din is everyone, if a person is a Chacham Shehigiyah Lohairoa, so he's entitled to his own opinion. If the person is not a Chacham Shehigiyah Lohairoa, so whenever he has a Shail, he has to follow Rabbi Muvik. That's the Pashlis. You have to follow Rabbi Muvik. The reason why the Piske Halacha of the Sanhedrin Gdolah are binding on all of Klal Yisrael, because we assume that Sanhedrin Gdolah is not a political appointment. It's not like the Aguda appoints the Bad Matzah Gdolei HaTorah, they pick only members of the Aguda. That's what Rabbi Chan and others had tainus in the first place when before they formed the Bad Matzah Gdolei HaTorah, said maybe there's some Gdolei HaTorah who for some reason or another don't want to join the Aguda. So the Bad Matzah Gdolei HaTorah shouldn't only be restricted to those who are members of the Aguda. So the Aguda didn't follow that suggestion. The Aguda only, so it's a political appointment. But the Sanhedrin Gdolei, we assume, was not a political appointment. They really appointed people who were the... That was the real Vad Matzah Gdolei Hador. So they were the Gdolei Hador. The Gdolei Hador, Tosfos has a hoichocha from the Gemara and Brachos. The Ramo quotes it in Shulchan Aruch. Gdolei Hador, clearly the Gdolei Hador have the status of Rabbi Muvik, even though I never met him, even though I never learned by him. So the Psokim of the Bez Nagol are binding on everybody in the generation because they have the status of Rabbi Muvik. Whoever had the Gdolei Hador have the status of Rabbi Muvik. The Gemara says, when Shmuel came as a child to Mishkan Shiloh, his mother brought him when he was 2 years old, he never met Eli before. So he said a din against Eli. So Eli said that he's Mar Halach Bifnei Rabbi. He said, Tay says, Mar Halach Bifnei Rabbi. He never met him before. How does Eli have the din of Rabbi Muvik? Tay says, because Eli was clearly the Gadol Hador, and the Gedolei Hador have the status of Rabbi Muvik of all of the people who live in that generation. So the Ramo quotes that in the Shulchan Aruch. When you live in a community and there's clearly a Morad Asra, so the Morad Asra has the din of Rabbi Muvik. So it says in the Chumash that the Psokim of the Bez Nagodol are binding. It's not only Bez Nagodol. Bez Nagodol is a din of Psokim Marmi. Sometimes you can lose your life. You're going to paskin against the Bez Nagodol, you'll be Chayv Misa. But leaving out the Oynish Misa, that's only Bez Nagodol if they gave the Psak when they were in Lishkas Hagozes. The Gemara says if they gave the Psak when they were on vacation, they weren't in the Lishkas Hagozes, they weren't in their office in the Beis HaMikdash, then there wouldn't be an Oynish Misa. But still, the Psak is binding. The psak of the Bez Nagol is mine, because they are the Gedolei Hador. The Gedolei Hador have the din of Rabba Mu'ud. So the Pashup Shat in the memory is, he says, Atun de Mikir Visu le Rabba Shmuel, you live in Bob near Rabba Shmuel. So the Maritz Chais in the back talks about this. What do you mean? Ravashi lived near Rabba Shmuel. Ravuk from Imeshin sends a message to Ravashi. Ravashi was the end of the Piram. Rabba Shmuel was the beginning. There was a long gap in between. They didn't know, they didn't live in the same generation, Rabba Shmuel. So he said, must be a different Ravashi, not the famous Ravashi. Rabina Ravashi, so if I wrote, we were talking yesterday, they were the end of the period of Damar. This must be a different Ravashi, who was a contemporary of Rabba Shmuel. So he sent a message, you people live in Bovel, so Rabba Shmuel are the more, so we have to follow their psak, but we're not kofuf to Rabba Shmuel. So we are kofuf to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan Paskin Lohokel. Rabbi Yechanan Paskin is like Hananya, that once the food reached Michael Ben Yerusai before Shabbos, there's no Isser of Shehiyah. Here the Rabbi Hananel has a different pshat. And the Rashba writes this also. I was surprised the Rashba doesn't quote it from the Rabbi Hananel, just writes on his own. He says, Atun the Mikar Visu, the Rabbi Shmuel, you have to follow the Rome of Rabbi Shmuel. He says, that's a din in the Gemara. Dvar Mahamutar, what Marukva sent in the message was like this. You know and I know that the din is like Rabbi Yochanan. The din is like, there's not a legitimate machlokes here, Elavim. The din is really like Rabbi Yochanan. But there is a din in the Gemara. Dvar Mahamutarim, Bachem Noga Behemiser, Yata Rasha Lahatirim Lifnim. If the Midigam Mokam is Lahachmer on something, even though Shaloki din, so you have to observe the Chumrah. That if a person accepts a minik toiv upon himself, a minik toiv is binding mitam neder, midir rabbanon, the Gemara says. How do you have a bal yachal midir rabbanon? So the Gemara says, yeah, this is a bal yachal midir rabbanon. Dvarm ha-matorim, v'cherem nogem behem hisir, yata rosha lahatir mefneim, shenem ala yachal dvaroi. He's not allowed to violate. So the Rabbi Hanana learns like that. You live near Rabbi Shmuel, and that's the minik there in Bovel, to follow the Chumah, even though the din is not correct. The din is like Rabbi Yechanan. So you have to follow the minig amokim. You have to be machmer. Minig is binding mitam neder midir rabbana. But we don't. We're not kofer. We don't have that minig. So you follow the ikar adin. Pashup shat nigmar is the way the Maritz Chayyim said. The Rabbi Shmuel are the more the asra. Everybody's kofer to them. So you have to follow their psak. Not because mokim shenogu. Yeah.
Rabbi Yochanan is going like Hananya, but I thought there was a confusion with Shita. It's actually the difference in terms of whether
it was right.
Going out.
Right, so this Marukva holds like Rav Sheshis' version of Rabbi Yechanan, that once he reached Michael Ben Dursai before Shabbos enters, there's no Issa Shia at all. Then the second version was Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. That was a different version. When the Reform movement first began, so first they started to pick on Minhagim. So one of the Minhagim they picked on was Kol Nidre. That it's an embarrassment to the Jewish people that the Goyim say the Jews are cheating in business, that they commit themselves to deliver merchandise to the purchaser, and then they say Kol Nidre, and they don't follow their commitments. They violate all the Nidorim that they took. So they did away with the Kol Nidre. I think in the same conference, they allowed intermarriage. So the Maram Shik writes, he's not worried about the intermarriage. That's not going to fly. No one's going to listen to that. He clearly didn't have Ruach HaKodesh. He said, look how many Jews are intermarried. Now he says, we don't have to worry about them. No one's going to follow that. But the Kol Nidre, we have to fight about the Kol Nidre. You're going to do away with Minhagim and the people are going to listen. That's terrible. He wages a whole war about the Kol Nidre. So Chassam Sofer also has a lot of, Maram Shik was a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. They were fighting Reform when it first began. So the Chassam Sofer has in one of his tshuvas, he has so many tshuvas. So punkt the Pischi tshuva, every so often quotes something from the Chassam Sofer. So he picks the one tshuva, that's a quirk of a tshuva. He has 10 tshuvas where he says Faker. So he quotes a tshuva, the Reform picked that they did away with a certain din de Rabbanon. They picked it, they did away with a certain minig. So the Chassam Sofer writes, ay, 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 that's terrible. A din de Rabbanon is Safik de Rabbanon lekula, but a minig? A minig is mitam neder, and neder is deraisa, so Safik minig is lechumra. Safek Minig is Lachumra. Minig is Mohammed and Adin the Rabbanon. So there are at least ten shuvas where the Chasam Seif himself says the reverse. That a Minig is binding Bitam Neder, the Gemara said the favorites. It's only Bal Yachim and the Rabbanon. It's not a Neder Minatur. Neder Minatur, you have to have Levate Bisvasayim. After Hareni Noder, Hareni Nishba. He didn't say there was no Levate Bisvasayim. Nefesh Kisishova Levate Bisvasayim. Gemara said Beferish in the Dorim. And after as well, that price of Dvorim HaMatorim Achem Noga Behem Yisr. Yat HaRashoy LaHathiram Nifneim. That's the price that the Rabbeinu Hananel quotes on our Gemara. Dvorim HaMatorim, that it's a Bal Yachal Midi Rabbanah. It's not a Bal Yachal Midi Atur. That's a difficult. So one of the Rabbanim at Bnei Brak, Rav Nosson Gishtetna, has a whole essay to try to find for the stira in the Chasam Seifer's Chubas. But that's a quirk. This on the Simen and Yerideya, that it says that Minig is binding Mitam Neder, so the Pischei Tshuva quotes this Chasam Seifer. Of all the Chasam Seifer, he quotes this one. That a Minig is Deraisa Mitam Neder, and a Saf Minig is Lechum, even though Safik Rabbanu Lekula, Safik Minig is Lechum. The Chasam Seifer himself writes not so, writes to the contrary. Let's invite Omalai Abai the Rabbi Yosef. Abai was a Talmud Rabbi Yosef. Mahu Lishois. What's the question? Mahu Lishois? She is also. Meaning he's asking, is there ever a time that it's mutter to do shia without a blech? So he says, yeah, sometimes. Rabbi Yehuda Mashalei, Rabbi Yehuda was a holy tzaddik, Rabbi Yehuda was an amur, Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. Mashalei v'yachol. Mean without a blech. What's the case? Tosfos says, mahu lahashos. What's the shaila? Beinu grufa. He's asking, is the din like Hananya? Or he's asking, is the din like Rav Shmuel by Yehuda? That if it's Mavushal called Sarka, even though Mistamik V'yafalo is Mutter, is either asking A or B? He's asking one of these questions. At what point? So Rav Yosef, the Rebbe says, yeah, Mutter, because we know that in the generation before, Rav Yehuda, the Talmud, Rav Shmuel, they always used to do shahir like that, without a blech, and he used to eat the food, and he was a religious Orthodox rabbi. So you see, it's mutter. There's no problem. Mutter lishos. Amalei, so Abai answers back to his rabbi, Barminei Rabbi Yehuda. Leave out, don't bring a proof. Leave out Rabbi Yehuda from the discussion. The cave in the Mesukun, he was a sickly person. Afilu b'Shabbos na'mishor le'mebelei. For him, you're allowed to cook even on Shabbos. Because he was such a sick person, he was a choyla. The shaila is, leave a lochmai. What about for a healthy person, for me, for you? Is it mutter to do shahir? What was he sick? What was he sickly about? See, the Rishonim are not sure exactly what it means. What does Rashi say? Rashi sounds as if all of the whole lifetime of Rabbi Yehuda, he was always a chela mesukan. Strange. He was always a chayla mesukan, and they always had to have warm food ready for him in case he has an attack. In case he has an attack any day of the year. Very strange. Other Rishonim say he was a chilly person, a mitzunan, and chayla she'en b'sakana. Not that a Jew would be allowed to cook for him on Shabbos. A Jew would be allowed to ask a goy to cook for him on Shabbos. Mor says on kuf chav tesa min alav that. So that's two shades of an interpretation. What does it mean? That Rav Yehuda was mesukan means mechayla mesukan or chayla sheim besakon. What do they mean exactly over here? The whole Gemara is a pella. The Rashi says he doesn't understand. What do you mean? Every single Shabbos they violated shehiyah. Abai says he can't prove anything from Rav Yehuda because he was a sickly person. So they could have taken care of him by having a blech. What's so difficult? You can do. We have hot food here in the yeshiva. They have hot food every Shabbos. They have a blech and they have cholent and they have a lot of hot things on Shabbos. You can take care of the sick people without violating anything for the same money. Why did they have to violate shehiyah? Because if it's a choyla, you can have hot food without violating shehiyah. Put a blech. The whole discussion was, when do you not need a blech? So you always need a blech. If the guy's a choyla, they take care of his needs with a blech. The Rashi based the Kashi doesn't have an answer. Very strange Gemara. So Nachma, what do we have so far? We had Hananya's opinion, and the first version, Rav Sheshet, some Rav Yechanan says it didn't like Hananya. Once he reached the point of Michael ben Nisori for Shabbos, no Issa Shi. Then the next version, the second version of Rabbi Shmuel by Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, that's not like Hanani. Once he reached the point of Mavusha called Sarka. Then there's going to be a third version, the Gemara is going to have now. What does it say? Leave aloch my what's in Omalei, Besura Mashu. In Surah they did Shehir. We don't know what degree was it, A, B, C, which stage they did Shehir without any blech. The Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Marduv the Havni, was always religious. So Masha Levi Ochel, he used to do Shehir without any blech. So you see, it's Mutter. We don't know what. We don't know Michael Ben Dusai, Moshe Gozai, we don't know what. Okay, it's unclear in the Gemara. Amar Avashi, Koim the Kameh de Rav Huna, I was once present in the presence of Rav Huna. I was standing, Kohimna, I was standing in the presence of Rav Huna. Vishohin like Kasa de Harsana, and they did Shehiyah without a blech on a certain Michael, and he ate it. And he held that there's no penalty and there's no wisdom. He didn't scream at them, he didn't tell them there's anything wrong. The apparently holds that it's muta, but I'm not sure exactly what it indicated. Is it because he holds like Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, we said before, that once he reached the point of Mavusha called Tzarki, even though Mitztamak Viofala is muta, or since in the Kasa de Harsana they mix in a little bit of flour, so it's really going to be Mitztamak Viralohu. And maybe holds Mitztamak Viralohu is muta, that you don't need a blech from Mitztamak Viralohu. Om Rab Nachman. Okay, that's what he says, and then he gives klala de milsa. How do you know whether it's mistamik yofala or mistamik rala? Fine. So you have so far the three opinions, and then Tais points out there was a fourth opinion also, that even mistamik viralo is also asr to do shehir. Also asr to do shehir. Tais has just pointed out in Oman Aleph that. This shita of mitztamik viofala versus mitztamik viralo is only amaroim. You don't have tanoim to say like that. And the shita of mavushal called tzarkai, that it's mutter without a blach, even though it's mitztamik viofala also, that's amaroim came up with this. In tanoim, you don't find any source for this. That's what Tosa said in Amar Aleph, in the long Tosa. The Rav is blazing his own trail over here. Rabbi Yechanan made his own shita. There are no tanoim to say like that.
You say that it's better. It was a one-time occurrence.
Rabbi Yehuda was what?
This case before by Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
They ate it. And it was musukin. That was a one-time occurrence. Also, like this case is.
That could be. I mean, on one occasion, not all his life. On one occasion, he ate it. It sounds, the simple reading sounds like that was the standard. Rabbi Yehuda Mashalei V'Ochel, they did it every Shabbos, and he would eat. Sounds like they did it L'chatchil every Shabbos. Maybe it was one-time occurrence. Zarab Tegasha, okay. They violated the din, but he ate it anyway because he was a Chayla Mesuka. Okay, and he told them next time don't do it. That could be. Okay.
Maybe they will
Hucha means you're allowed to violate Shabbos even though you don't know. We don't know if it's going to have an attack on Chazal Bulmas. How can it be? You're allowed to cook. He had a condition. He needed warm food. Sometimes he had an attack and he needed warm food. So leave warm food on top of a blech on Shabbos. Why do you have to leave without a blech? You can take care of him without violating Shehiyah. Have the warm food on a blech, it'll be just as warm. That's what the Rajbi is. He doesn't understand. What was the need for the head? Okay.
If being Khanshash Khoshish Basakana is Putra, it's still necessary to take precautions.
No, if he's already Khoshish Basakana, so then there's a machlokes. How far do you have to go out of your way to avoid doing the Averis? But here, he may become a Khoshish Basakana. So because he may become, so we're allowed to do Shi'i. What about the rest of the Jews in the family? So they needed a blech for them. So give them the food that's on top of the blech.
Maybe the food wouldn't be hot if they didn't guard the custom, like Rashi says, that it's not
Okay, if you're all like Rashi, you're going to do Groof of Tuma, it's not going to be hot.
I thought the Pazanish takes Rashi,
Yeah. Chazanis thinks we should pass on like Rashi. Okay. But we don't follow that. We follow Tosis. Okay. So the following Tosis, we don't understand this Gemara. That's the Rashbos kasha.
But they didn't follow by Tosfos. Maybe it won't reach the level of heat right when he eats it. If it's on the
Why by us? The cholent is burning hot all day long until you take it off with
the
fire.
So we take it off. So what if you think we took it off? Then he had the
but they knew that this guy had a condition, so they should leave the cholent on the fire all Shabbos. It says it sounds the simple thing. Every single Shabbos they did shiur without a blech. Why did they do every Shabbos shiur without a blech? So you say it was one occasion. Okay, on one occasion they violated the din. And he didn't scream at them because he needed it, so he didn't scream. You should have screamed for next Shabbos, you shouldn't do it. You should have told him not to do it for next Shabbos. Okay, a strange story. Okay. Rashi on the Mishnah says the idea of Grufa Ketuma is that it should no longer be Mosef Hevel. That Hatmona on Erev Shabbos only also is Mosef Hevel. The Rashi learns if you do Grufa Ketuma, it will no longer be Mosef Hevel. So the way we put a blech, it doesn't diminish the heat at all. Just as hot as without a blech. So the Chazanish says, if you're going to be choshish for Rashi, you can't use the heder of the blech. So we don't follow that Rashi. We follow Tosfos. Tosfos has nothing to do with Mosef Hevel. Totally nothing to do. Hatman is a different issue, and this is Shehiyah. So we had in this Amud, we had already all the four opinions about Lechatchila. When do you not need a blech? There were four opinions. Now the Gemara has the Shaila. Is there a penalty with the Rabbanan or not? The student says, Rav Chiya bar Abba, what's the din with the Yevon? Shocha kedera gabi kira ubishla bishabis mahu. Is there a penalty with the Rabbanan or not? Ishtik v'lo amaluhu v'lamid. It didn't answer. He was quiet, didn't answer. Mocha, the next morning, Nofak, he got up, Dorashlu, he gave a shir. It says in the Mishnah in Trumas, Hamavashal bishabis bishagiyach v'mezid lo yoichal. That's only by Mevashel b'Shabbos. We distinguish with Tim Shagiv Meizit. But over here by what is it called? Shehiya Veloishna. Here we don't distinguish between Shagiv Meizit. Freg the Gemara, my Veloishna. What was he driving at? In which direction is a Loishna? Even b'Shagiv there is a penalty? Or even b'Meizit there is no penalty? So that's a machloikis, how to read what he said. Rabbi asked now, Tavayu Lehatera. They thought lahokel. Mevashel lo the covered meisa. He did a malacha. So then mevashel leyachol. Avol hide the lo covered meisa. He didn't even violate a malacha. Not min atar, not min the rabbanon. He only violated a gzeres. He only violated a gzeres. Mevashel leyachol. There's no penalty at all. If you only violate a gzeres, there's no penalty. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar. No, what he meant was fakertli. He's sura. That's how we pasken. Like Rav Nachman Yitzchak. What he meant to say was like this. Mevashel hu the lo osi leyarumei. So then you say b'shogeg yechol. Why should you say konsu shogot amezid? We're afraid the guy's going to make it look like an accident. He's going to violate hilchas Shabbos. He's going to cook food on Shabbos, the mezid, and make believe that he forgot. So Rashi quotes the lashon haGemara in Gittin. Lo nechshu de Yisrael ala Shabbosis. The chacham don't have to make a penalty konsu shogot amezid because they're afraid a Jew is going to be machal Shabbos b'mezid, make it look like an accident. We're talking about Jews. At the period of time, the Jews were all Shomer Shabbos. You don't have to be concerned about that. So there we say the penalty is only b'mezid. A low kotzim shogot the mezid. But over here, you're talking about Shehiya. Shehiya was just invented yesterday by the Tanoim. They prohibited it. So a lot of balabatim are going to say, what are you afraid? You're afraid Shomer Yechata? I know the dinim are not going to be Mechata. They don't want to accept the Chumer Medirabonim. Aval over here. Not afraid that the guy's going to make it look like an accident. Be machal Shabbos b'mezid l'nechshi sol ala Shabbos b'shogeg yechol. So you don't have to say konsu shogeg b'mezid. Aval hai, but by sheir da'osi li'i arume, he's going to do it b'mezid. He does want to accept the chumrah of the rabbanon that they just introduced this year. He says, when I grew up, then we never had this chumrah of shiur. So he's not going to observe it. So b'shogeg nami lo yechol. They have to be mechazek the din the rabbanon. They say that the penalty is even Meshuggah. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, there's a Beferish of Tosefta that says that there is a penalty, but it says there is a penalty by Shehiyah. One violates Shehiyah, that's like Tosefta said. The second Tosefta said, there's a Brice in the first paragraph, the Malisha Gedera Associates, there is a penalty. So the Gemara quotes a Tosefta. Also, the Tosefta says there is a penalty, and the Mishnah says it doesn't say one way or the other. But the Tosefta here in Perek Gimel and the Brisa, the Tosefta quotes from Perek Aleph, say beferish that there is a penalty in the Rabban. So the Brisa that says beferish there is a penalty says the penalty is only bemezid, not b'shoig. So the Brisa is totally against Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. They said there's no penalty at all. So that's the Gemara says kasha up gifrek. The Brisa is also in contradiction to what Rav Nachman by Yitzchok said. Because Rav Nachman by Yitzchok says the penalty is be meshogig be memezid. The Brisa says not. So Brisa says the penalty is only be memezid, not be shogig. Lo konsu shogot amezid. So the Gemara quotes the whole Brisa. The Gemara says b'shleim Rav Nachman by Yitzchok like kasha kan kodem zer kan lach agzerim. According to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, there's no kasha. Originally, the din used to be by one who violates shehiyah, this Rav Meir Shita, b'shogig yoch b'mezid lo yachal, applied to all the cases. Whether he did a malacha deraisem, whether he did a malacha derabban, whether he violated shehiyah, the same din, b'mezid lo yachal b'shogig yachal. But then in later in history, at a later point in history, they made gzera derabbanan, like Rav Nachman Yitzchok says, you have to be mechazik the iser of shehiyah, because the people are going to be mezalzal in it. So later they added on kotzu shogot amezid because the people they saw the people are being mezalzal. So bishleim the Gemara says yamer bishleim Rav Nachman Yitzchok loy kashe. The brisa that says a chelik temezid shogig is cutting zera. And when I said osi leirume you have to make a chumra even bishogig, Rav Meir will agree even bishogig and not allowed to eat it. That's la'acharak zera. The Gemara is going to quote the historical event when they made the zera. But according to Rabbi Yosef, there's no gzeir at all. There's no penalty at all. So the whole Bryce is against him. So the Gemara says, you're right, Kasha. The Bryce is against Rabbi Yosef. So then the Gemara says, my gzeirto. Well, what is the gzeir that Rab Nachman by Yitzchok said? That in the earlier generations there was a din that one who violated Shehiyah has the penalty only been made and not b'shogig. At a later point in history, they made a gzeir and hechnisu knas b'shogig otomezid. Davkin she my gzerita. Mar says yeah. The Omer Rav Yudah bar Shmuel, Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Kana, Omer Rav. He said that. What? B'tchila ha Yomer Hamavashal b'shav b'shav yach b'mezel lo yachal huadin l'shacheach. The same din applies to one who violates shehiyah. It depends whether b'shav yach b'mezel. Shirav b'mashav b'mezel. Yomer shchechem anu. The people were being mezalzel because they just introduced the din midirabbanim. When they were growing up, their parents, their grandparents never had this din midirabbanim. It was in the tkufas ha-tanoim. The days of the tanoim, that's when they invented, that's when they introduced the isa derabbanim of Shia. They said, we never had to observe that din, so they didn't want to observe it. So they would violate Shia and make believe that it was b'shogeg. So chaz rivikonsu alo shecheyach. Fine. Yeah, what was the machlokes and the brisa, Rav Meir, Rav Yudah? So we didn't do the brisa. The Gemara quotes Meisvei, about 10 lines or so from the top. When it says, Tosef to Per Gimel. Shocha kader gabikira bishla bishabis, bishog yigerach bimezid leicha, bamedvar mamurim. When do you say that there's a penalty with the Eved, that you're not allowed to eat it? Becham shaluchma called tzorka, and tafshish shalabisha called tzorka. It was after Michael ben Risoi. But it wasn't called tzorka. So there's a gzera derabbanon shem yichata. There's a penalty. Avacham shulchma called tzorka and tavshpishu called tzorka. Beim shegiv emesid yoichal diramer. There is no penalty if the food was already in his bashul called tzorka before Shabbos began, and it continued to cook to the point of mitzamek viofalo. That's not called nenimim alach Shabbos. It was edible. It was fully cooked from before Shabbos. The distinction between lavushul called tzorka and mitzamek viofalo. It's a sufficiently significant distinction to say that it's also lechatchila. There's a gzer shemichata. You have to have a blech. But if you didn't have a blech and you violated shia, you're going to say that he violated, so there's a penalty. That's not called nenamam lechem shamus. That's what who says? Divrei Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir says, that once he reached the point of bishul called tzorkai, then there's no penalty to the Yevon, because it's not called Nenemom Lecha Shabbos. Rabbi Yudah Eimer, a difference between Chamen and Tavshel. Why? Chamen Shulchan Al Tzorkan is liquids, Mutar Mtesha Mistamik Viralo. There's no penalty after reach the point of Mistamik Viofla finished, the rest is going to be Mistamik Viralo, So it's also to leave it without a blech. You're not allowed to leave it without a blech, but there's no penalty in the Rabban. That's not called Nenim of Lech HaShabbos. But if it would have been a Tav Shebisha called Sarkai, and it would have been Mistamek V'Yafalo, then it's also Menesha Mistamek V'Yafalo. That is called Nenim of Lech HaShabbos. Sure. So you have the four sheetahs about Lech HaTchila. When is it Mutta Lech HaTchila to do Shia without a blech? There were four possibilities. At what point is it, if at all, is it mutter to do shiur without a blech? And then you have, on the assumption that the fellow violated the prohibition of shiur, when would you have the penalty of the rabban? So the mayor says, past the point of mubushal called tzarki, even though it's mistamek yafalo, that's not enough to be nenim of lech hashabbos, even though he violated this shiur. And Rabbi Yudah, the second Tana, disagrees, says, up until the point of mistamek virala, there is room to penalize. If it's no longer mistamek yafalo, he violated the Easter, but you don't make a penalty. That's not enough to be nenim amalecha Shabbos. Then the Gemara has, isn't there a contradiction between what we quoted on Lamed Zayinam and Aleph? He quoted a machlokes between Rav Yudah and Rav Meir. So each one seems to be contradicting what he said before. That's the next line in the daf. Kasha de Rav Meir, Rav Meir, Kasha de Rav Yudah, de Rav Yudah. What's the Kasha Rav Meir, de Rav Meir? Rashi says that on Lamed Zayinam and Aleph, Rav Meir said that you only makel on Shia if it's soup. If it's chicken or cook, you don't allow Shia. Only on Chamin, not on Tavshil. Here he says you're allowed to eat both Chamin and the Tavshil. It's a contradiction. There's no contradiction. There he's talking Lahatchila. When are you permitted to do Shia with a blech? So he says only Chamin and Tavshil you're not allowed to. Here he's talking to the Yevid. You violate. He was talking without Grufa Ketuma. You clearly did violate both on the Chamin and the Tavshil. You violated the din of Shia, and you're not allowed to be Nenim and Melechet from the violation. But what's the Shia of Nenim? So here he says that both Chamin and Tavshil, once already reached the point of a Mavushal called Sarka, the fact that it's continued to cook more and it's Mestam Yachal, that's not called Nenim and Melechet. That's what they answer. The Rameh like Kasho Halachilu Habidi Yevid. Alam and Zainam and Aleph, he distinguishes between the Chamin and Tavshil. What are you allowed to do Shian with a blech? When is a mutter lechatchil? He says, only Chamin and not Tavshil. He was talking to the Yevid. But the Yevid without a blech. Totally different, totally unrelated. Not unrelated. I mean, it's all in the same topic of Shia. But it's a totally different meduber. And then what's Kasha de Rabbi Yudah, the Rabbi Yudah that they asked before? What does Rashi say? Kasha de Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah, Hosmam Rabbi Yudah Chamin, did Tavshil. There Rabbi Yudah says, it's permissible to do Shia on Chamin and on Tavshil. And here he says that on Tavshil, because it's going to be Mitamik V'Yafo, so it's Osir. But he just said that it's Mutter. No, the Gemara says. He says it's Mutter if you have a blech. If you have a blech, it's Mutter, Chamin V'Tavshil, to do Shia. He was talking, if you violated Shia and you left the food on the fire, believe blech. So when do you make a penalty? Say, only if it's Nenim Amalech HaShabbos. If it's a Tavshil that's... say, if it's a Chamin that what continued to cook into Shabbos was Mistamik Virala, just evaporated. You have less soup. So then, Mistamik Virala, that's not called Nenim Amalech HaShabbos. But on the Tavshil, and you did the Tavshil believe Grufa Ketuma, and you've clearly violated the Isser. That's what the Gemara says, Rabbi Rabbi Nami Lakasha, Kam Grufa Ketuma, Kam Sheni Grufa Ketuma. Before he says, it's Mutter to do Shia both on Chamin and Tavshil if you do have a blech. He was talking, you violated Shia because you didn't have a blech. So when is there a penalty with the Rabban? So then he says it makes a difference whether it's a dime, it's Tamik V'Yafalo, then it's called Nenim Amalech HaShabbos. And if it's Mistamik V'Ra'ala, that's not called Nenim Amalech HaShabbos. What does the Gemara have now? Iboilhu, Anushal, Ove V'Shohamai. That's what we have been discussing the whole hour. Ove V'Shohamai. What's the Shaila? So Taisa is trying to figure out what exactly are we asking now. What does Taisa say? Bidlo bashil, the little Taisa is over the show. Bidlo bashil kamechem dursay lekalu yukme. If before Shabbos it wasn't even higil and machal ben dursay, so of course there's a penalty b'di'evit. That's what we said before. There's a penalty beim shagig beim meizit. So what's the shaila? Dakva pashat le'eli surah. Ramnachem ayitzchak beim shagig beim meizit. At a certain point in history, they extend, even according to Reb Meir, that lokons of shogot amazed by mevashel b'shabbos, but by Shia, at a later point in history, they made kan lach hagzeira, they made a chumrah. Even according to Reb Meir, you extend it, even if he violated Shia afilu b'shog. So what's the shaila here? Nirali read the mevashel b'bashil, it is mevashel k'mechem and d'risoi, u'b'shogig v'aliba the Reb Yudah. That what? Reb Yudah holds that there's a machlegs Reb Yudah Reb Meir, we just had. Reb Meir holds that the penalty by the Eved of Nenim and Melech HaShabbos, one who gets Hanoah from violating Shia, it's only called getting Hanoah up until the point of Kol Tzarkai. Once already moves to Kol Tzarkai and it continues to cook Mistamek V'Yavala, that's not called Nenim and Melech HaShabbos. After the Shia of Hanoah, that's not called Nenim. Reb Yudah disagreed and he said, no, even if you violated Shia, and it's only Mitztamik V'yofalo, it's already Mubushal called Tzarkah before Shabbos, but it got even better. Mitztamik V'yofalo, that's also called Nanim Malacha Shabbos. So the Gemara asked the question, maybe Rabbi Yud only would say that if he violated Shia B'mezid. Maybe if he violated B'sheg, maybe it don't go so far. Maybe if he violated Shia B'shegeg, Rabbi Yud holds Konsum Shogot Amezid. Correct. But this is a Dakas Dik Chumra over here. This is also called Nanim Malach HaShabbos. The difference between Mevushal called Tzarkai and Mevushal called Tzarkai Mistamik V'yofalo. It's a duck. Reb Meir holds that that's not called Nanim Malach HaShabbos. Not enough on that. Reb Yudah holds that it is. So maybe Reb Yudah only says it B'mezid. Maybe B'shogig. True, Reb Yudah says Kontra Shogun B'mezid, but it doesn't have to be 100% exactly the same. So that's what the Gemara was asking. Alibi de Reb Yudah. Da'afagav. Ein Aloch Reb Yudah. We don't pass like Reb Yudah. We pass like Reb Meir. Yeah. But they're asking, would he ask him it's time you even Mishagi? Maybe Dafka Mazer Dilma Fida Mishagi. That was the shine. Okay. Otherwise it's a repeat of the suffix from before. So the Gemara had the Shaila. If you violated Shia Bishagi, would Rabbi Yudah be Mahmer to Aser? If the whole Hanoi is, what's the benefit that he's gaining, that he's eating him it's time Yofalo? Came in stomach of the offal. So Gemara says, Toshma, we're going to prove it. There was once a story. Domer Shmuel Bar Nosin, Toshma, Domer Shmuel Bar Nosin, Amar Rab Chanin, Iksholach Reb Yosi, when the Tana went to Litzipori, what's the Chamish in Ishtawa, Gabi Kiro, V'lo Yosolahem. They violated Shehiya without a blech means. They violated Shehiya without a blech on soup, and he didn't scream. And then he said, you're not allowed. What do you mean, Osalahem alo Osalahem? What do you mean, Osa? My lab, Shate is la Osa Shabbos. That menigea to the soup. He didn't say you're not allowed to drink the soup because it was fully cooked on Erev Shabbos. And when it continues to keep warm on Shabbos, that's going to be Mitzamech Verala. It's going to evaporate. What's going to happen? It's going to be mechata b'chon, the soup is going to get hot, it's going to evaporate. So that's mistamik v'ralo. Masheni kein the beitzim, the beitzim is mistamik v'yofalo. So that osalam, he said, you're not allowed to eat it on that Shabbos. So the Gemorith and Tosis learned that the suffix was, it was b'shege. So Tosis has a little difficulty. Motzo chamen shenishtahu. Nishtahu means b'shogeg or t'mezid. Tosis is pushing it into the Gemara. Tosis thinks that it means b'shogeg, not b'mezid. Okay. So the Gemara thought, my love, lo'isa Shabbos. So you see that even b'shogeg, Rabbi Yudah also penalizes Rabbi Yosi. They're assuming Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Yudah. How do you know Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Yudah? Who says he has to agree? It's all questionable the way Tosis reads the Gemara. So the Gemara says, my love, lo'isa Shabbos. And he's talking about the penalty on Mevashel B'Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Lo, L'Shabbos Habo. We're not talking L'Oseh Shabbos. Maybe L'Oseh Shabbos B'Shoigeg. We wouldn't penalize because of Mitztamek V'Yofalo. It goes on Shabbos Habo. They need a blech next Shabbos. So by the Chaman, he said, it's mutter to leave it on the fire without a blech because it's already Mitztamek V'Ralo. You don't need a blech if it's going to be Mitztamek V'Ralo. But by the Tavshil, that's going to be mistamik v'yofalo. So for that, you do need a blach. You're not allowed to do shia without a blach. On a Michael, that's going to be mistamik v'yofalo. Sure. That's the end of the sukkah. In connection with this suffix that the Gemara raised on the top of the Omer, the last line going over to the top, The Gemara words the suffix. What does it mean, loishna? So Rabbi v'Rav Yosef, damatabai, loishna means lehetera. Because high, by sheer deloka abin maise, the mezid nami yoichel. There is no penalty at all because he didn't even violate a malachim at the Rabban, he only violated a gzerim at the Rabban. So connection with this Gemara, there is a Gemara in the second perek in Beitza. Second perek in Beitza begins with the dinam of Erev Tavshilim. The Yontif falls out in Erev Shabbos. Min HaTorah, you permitted to cook on Yontif for Shabbos for some reason or another. The Gemara discusses it in Psochim on Daf Mem Zayin. But mid the Rabbanon, they instituted it for whatever reason. The institute mid HaTorah Mutar for some reason or another. Gemara has a machlekes amarayim, and then mid the Rabbanon for some reason or another. Gemara has a machlekes amarayim. What reason or another? For some reason or another, they instituted a need for an Erev Tavshil, that you shouldn't cook on Yom Tov Shabbos without an Erev Tavshil. So the Gemara has a suffix. What if the fellow went ahead and he cooked on Yom Tov Shabbos without the benefit of an Erev Tavshil? So he violated an Issa de Rabbanon. Did he violate a Malacha med de Rabbanon? Min HaTorah Mutar. Some of the Rabbanon, they said, you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos without an Erev Tavshil. So is that med de Rabbanon we declare that it's an Issa Malacha? And med de Rabbanon we declared you were supposed to do a mitzvah of making an Erev Tavshil. And by cooking without the benefit of an Erev Tavshil, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah mid the Rabbanon of Erev Tavshil, but you can't really say that he did a malach. So the Gemara has a suffix, is there a penalty b'dieved or not? So it's an ibai the leif sheep. A penalty is only a din mid the Rabbanon. So when I have it, sometimes the Gemara has an ibai, the Gemara has a teku. They don't have an answer. So we assume teku de raisa l'chumre, teku de Rabbanon l'kulam. Like the Gemara Moed Kotten has all the dinim of Chalamoid. First of broken, the third has a little bit. The dinim of Chalamoid. So Malachas Chalamoid is a machloikis in Rishon, whether the Isser is an Isser derais and Isser derabbanon. So the Mechaber Paskins Malachas Chalamoid is only derabbanon, and the Ramo is machman that Malachas Chalamoid is derais. So where do you see, where does it come up? Nafkamina Ledina. What's the difference? But is derais or derabbanon? So Rabbi Kadega points out on the first sif in Hilchos Chalamoid, the Nafkamina comes up when you have a teku in the Gemara on Malachas Chalamoid. You go Lakula Lachum. So Mechaber goes Lakula. The Ramah goes lechumer because Machaber holds that it's a teiku de rabbanon, teiku de rabbanon lekula, and the Ramah holds that it's a teiku b'derais. So you go lechumer. So there, the Gemara in the beginning of the second perek in Beitza has the suffix: a person forgot to make an erev tavshilin, and then he went and he cooked on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So he didn't violate an issa derais. He only violated the issa de rabbanon. Is there a penalty or not? The Gemara doesn't explain what the dadi asafik are. So it's a teku. We don't have any answer. So you go lekula. So there, the Beis Yosef quotes a major machlokes in the Rishonim. What exactly was the suffix? So in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes that opinion. Those Rishonim say the suffix of the Gemara was that maybe the penalty Hamavashal b'Shabbos is only b'Shabbos, not b'Yontif. Maybe they never made a penalty on Yontif. They made a penalty harateh b'Shviyas. Made a penalty, Ha'isa Malacha, a person plants a tree on Chalamoy. Made a penalty, Eimavatanis Lachatchil, if you violated it, there's a penalty, you're not allowed to. They made all kinds of penalties. If you made a Hezek Shein and Nika, they penalize it, you have to pay. They didn't penalize. So not every Avera did they make a penalty. So the Gemara Sofik was, maybe a Mavashal B'Shab is only B'Shab is not B'Yontub, so it's a Teku. So the Mechaber Paskins, one who violates Malacha and Yontif, the Isser, he did Malacha without a Heter, so there's no penalty b'di'evet. Even b'mezin, there's no penalty. And then the Beis Yosef quotes another Shita, which in the Shulchan Aruch he doesn't quote, it doesn't say a word. But the Mishkan of Yankiv has a Tshuva, he thinks the other Shita makes much sense. He doesn't think we should be Maker like the first Shita. The other sheet is no. The Gemara suffix only was he cooked on Yontif for Shabbos, which is Mutam and Atayra. There's no Isam Malacha for some reason or another. The Gemara has Rabbi Rab Chizim, Sochem and Daf Mem Zayin. Have a machlek is why. But there is no Isam Malacha to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. So he failed to fulfill the mitzvah of the Rabbanon and make an Erev Tavshilin, whatever reason they required Erev Tavshilin. The Gemara in Beitza, the beginning, the first Amud and the second Perek in Beitza, has a machlek is Samarayim. Why did they introduce the mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin? But if the fellow cooked on Yontif for Shabbos without benefit of an Erev Tavshin, he didn't violate Malacha. He violated the mitzvah. He didn't fulfill a mitzvah of making an Erev Tavshin. So that's the Ibai, the Loi Sheet, and the Gemara. Is there a penalty? So that's a take of the Rabbana Lekula would make. But if a guy does Malacha on Yontif, we're not talking about that. Malacha on Yontif is the same as Malacha on Shabbos. So that's along the lines of this Sufi, that the Gemara raised the possibility here. Maybe if one violates Shehiya, he didn't even violate a Malacha Midrabbanim. He violated a Gzeira Midrabbanim. It's a Gzeira Shem Yechata. V'harai delo kovid maisa. If it would have been a Nisa Malacha, you can't violate a Malacha B'Shevi Al-Tasa. The fact that you always violate Shia B'Shevi Al-Tasa is a clear-cut indication. It's not a Malacha Midrabbanim, just a Gzeira. So that's where the Gemara had a Suffolk. And here the Gemara comes out L'Chumra, that there is a penalty. And they quote the Tosefta. Tosefta quoted the Braisa in the first parak. Here there is a penalty with the Rabbanim. But over there, there it's in Ibai Dolev Shita, and there in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins Lekula. Take the Rabbanim Lekula. Where is the Ibai? Someone looked up the Gemara. Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph, towards it. The last couple lines, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay, someone looked it up. Okay, Tov, tomorrow, B'li Neder, we'll start from the bottom line. And Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, part of this we already did. Okay, we'll go back to Tov.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Good team.
Anybody want to ask? Have a good day.
You too. In Shulchan Aruch, he writes that it's only the Rabbanan. Yeah. The Rambam writes that it's the
Rabbanan.
Did he change his mind?
Did he change his mind?
Between the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch. Could be.